A battle of Southern California. The Dodgers on the road taking on the Padres in San Diego. Everyone celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Pick up the action in the fourth scoreless game. Cody Bellinger facing Julys Chacin.
And a shot to right to start the scoring. Cody Bellinger with a missile. His third, it's 1-0 Dodgers.
Grandal returns behind the plate, flashing the signs. 2-2 to Schimpf. Lines one into right field for a base hit. Rounding third is Spangenberg. Puig is going to throw to third base and get Solarte by a country mile. But in to score is Spangenberg. Arriving at second base is Schimpf. And the Dodgers and Padres are now tied at one.
So Taylor with a chance to drive in some insurance here in the eighth inning. Now the 1-2. Ground ball off of the bag, and Taylor has done it again. RBI single, and it's 4-2. Goes after the first pitch, flies it to deep right center. Puig's at the wall, leaps to make the catch. And smiles because he probably made it a little more difficult than he needed to. Drilled to center field. A bullet, and it is gone. Another two home run game for Cody Bellinger. This one a laser shot to straightaway.
The Dodgers take it 8-2. 21-year-old Cody Bellinger, 3 hits and 4 RBIs. It's his 5th multi-hit game in his last 7 contests. Adrian Gonzalez goes on the DL for the first time in his career with right elbow soreness. Jock Peterson was reinstated. The Dodgers get 2 home runs from 21-year-old Cody Bellinger. He spoke after the game.
I just got in a good count. It was 2-0, and like you said, the 4th inning, you know, he was trusting his stuff. And I had a good feeling that a heater was coming. He left it up, and I tried to put the barrel to it.
Offensively, in that 5th inning, you elect to go to second on that throw. What was your thought process there?
Yeah, I thought I had more time than I did. I looked up, and as I threw it, I kind of second-guessed myself, and that's why I kind of went in the dirt. Once Tolles hit that double to give us the lead, I felt a lot more relieved.
Miguel Diaz comes in the game. And you're able to get that 3-run shot. But the pitch prior to that, you looked a little upset. Was that one that you wished that you could have hit?
Yeah, it was a changeup, and I loaded late, and that, so I kind of froze. He throws fuel. You know, it's like 96 consistently, so I was just trying to get out there early and barrel up the ball.
You did that. That one goes barely over the wall, barely up in the air, but you get that one. What was that pitch that you were looking for in that situation?
Yeah, like I said, he throws hard. I thought he'd try to sneak a fastball by me, so like I said, I loaded early and just tried to put a good swing on it, and yeah, I guess I got out of here.
Does this seem real to you yet?
No.
It doesn't seem real to us.
It's pretty crazy how everything's kind of working out. It's getting there. It's getting there.
You're known naturally for your power, one of the top prospects in this organization, one of the top prospects in all of Major League Baseball. 4 home runs in the 10 games that you have played. Just your thought about the opportunity that you've been given and the opportunity naturally to capitalize on that.
Yeah, and the opportunity's there, and I just try to take full advantage of it. If you told me I would have started out this hot, I would have thought you were kind of crazy maybe. But, I'm just trying to take full advantage of it.
Congratulations, as always. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, hope so.
Up next, the series against the Padres continues on Saturday. It's Clayton Kershaw on the hill going up against Clayton Richard.